Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Now, here's a great chance to have some fun and support a good cause, too. The second annual AFR Lead Golf Tournament, August 17, Cherokee Hills Golf Course, Catoosa, Oklahoma. All proceeds go to support the Farmer Veteran Coalition. The coalition creates jobs on farms for military veterans, so come on out and play some golf. Who knows, you might even meet a general. That's the AFR Lead Golf Tournament, August 17, Cherokee Hills Golf Course, Catoosa, Oklahoma. For more information, go to IAFR.com.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
Cattle futures were mixed today with live cattle anywhere from 50 to 70 lower and feeder cattle 50 to 70 higher. August live cattle, which expire at the end of the month, are 109.05, down 67 cents, while August feeders were 142.30, up 52. Box beef at midday did bounce slightly. It was up 20 cents at 199.80. It's still below 190, the $200 level. Last time it was less than 200 was back in December of 2016. So about 8 months ago, at that time, the cattle futures were trading right at 115 and 116. On the live cattle, we're at 109 right now. So either box beef is a little high or the live cattle futures are a little low. But that was the last time we were there. The feeder cattle index is just below 146 at 145.96. It was down $1.97 on Friday, and that is still above the August futures, which are at 142.30. Slaughter year to date is up 10.7% over last year, so it shows that we are slaughtering a lot of cattle. And moving some beef. We have yet to see a real big impact on the Asian markets as they come in here and buy. And of course, there's a lot of interesting things going on in the Asia market with all this geopolitical risk and geopolitical tension, and then them just starting to take our beef, what could happen on the Korean Peninsula and so on. So lots going on in the beef world.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Mixed day for grain future as well. It did come back some here. Corn ended up the day higher, up a penny. It was about six off of its lows. Beans were down 7 to 8 and 6 to 7 off their lows. And then the wheat futures bounced back as well. Chicago wheat up about a half. Kansas City down about 4, but 5 and 6 cents off their lows there as well. Now, this afternoon, we've got a crop progress report. It's expected to be anywhere from steady on the corn and beans in the good to excellent category to down 2%. So steady to 2% lower. That report's at 3 p.m. Also, hedge funds have shifted their focus here. They're short 25,000 contracts of wheat, now long some corn. It's come down substantially. And then they're even on the soybeans. Now, the weather forecast looks like they're 70% of the Midwest should receive a quarter to 1 inch of rain over the next 5 days. That's somewhat bearish here. And then on August 21st, next week, Pro Farmer, the crop tour will start. It's the 21st through the 24th, with the results being released on Friday the 25th. So we'll really start to watch that and what it looks like in terms of the USDA estimates versus what the Pro Farmer estimates are going to be. But that is just about 10 days away.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.